The new film Freeheld tells the real-life story of Laurel Hester, a New Jersey police detective who is diagnosed with late-stage lung cancer. Hester tries to get her pension benefits extended to her domestic partner, Stacey Andry, but local officials deny the request. Ultimately, the case makes national headlines, and when the city council finally rules in Hester's favor, it is seen as a crucial victory in the civil rights movement for same-sex marriage. The film stars Julianne Moore as Laurel Hester, and Ellen Page stars as her girlfriend, Stacey Andry. It's a very personal role for the 28-year-old actor. Page came out publicly as a gay woman last year in a speech at an event for a national gay rights advocacy group. When I spoke with Ellen Page, she said before she saw a screenplay for the film Freeheld, she'd seen a documentary about Laurel Hester and Stacey Andry, and it moved her.
They were two women who loved each other so much, and they were so, so, so dedicated to one another. And how can that not move you, you know? I always feel that's all we want, is to love and be loved. And, of course, that's what, you know, moved me the most. And then to watch what they went through. It's a story that you feel needs to be told. And Cynthia Wade did it beautifully with the documentary, and then to have the opportunity to fictionalize it and hope that potentially maybe their story could reach more audiences. You know, they deserve that, and Laurel deserves that.
Obviously, it has personal resonance for you on lots of levels. Many people will remember that you gave this incredibly impassioned speech last year at the Human Rights Campaign. This is where you came out publicly for the first time. I'd like to listen to a little bit of that, if we could.
Sure.
I suffered for years because I was scared to be out. My spirit suffered. My mental health suffered, and my relationship suffered. And I'm standing here today with all of you on the other side of that pain.
What do you remember about that night? Obviously, I mean, that's a pretty big stage to become vulnerable in that way, to make such a proclamation.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, it was a very interesting feeling because I was so excited to be ready to finally be fully out. You know, honestly, at that point in my life, I was as out as I possibly could be. And that was sort of the last, you know, that was the last step, I'd say.
So friends and family, your personal life, everyone knew.
Yeah. People I worked with, yeah, it always, you know, it used to surprise me if someone didn't know I was gay, you know. So I was already in that space. So excited to be ready to do it and to feel so ready to do it, because in the past I really did feel like that was impossible. I remember believing that. I remember having these fears that I look back on now that I don't understand, you know?
Like what was...
I think it's a combination of things. I think a lot of people in the LGBT community, of course, go on an internal journey navigating, you know, whether it's shame, just navigating what it means to fully, fully, fully accept and be excited and proud of who you are, you know? And I think making this speech and doing this final step was interesting, because I think there's moments where I thought I was fine about being gay and thought I, you know, felt totally comfortable. And it's not until I came out that I really, really could understand what I was carrying, because it did feel like an instant. It all went away.
Is this a role that could only have come to you at this point in your life?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because this all came up when I was 21, and I was very closeted then. You know, I'm slightly embarrassed to say, you know, very, very closeted and afraid.
Why are you embarrassed?
I think because I feel so, the way I feel now, I just on a human level wish I'd come out sooner, because of the difference in how I feel on every level. And I really do, I really mean this when I say it, that the ripple effect is profound. I feel like it affects every element of my life.
Even though this film, Freeheld, takes place in the 2000s, it's not that long ago. But it does feel like such a different time when you think about how the country has changed when it comes to same-sex marriage. In the film, it's captured just how complicated it was to become domestic partners, the paperwork, the obstacles. What did you come away with from this experience? What struck you the most when you got this interesting view into what it was like to be a gay woman in a different time?
I mean, I think what struck me the most is it's just so... What they went through was so mind-boggling, right? It just feels so completely unnecessary. and you watch the situation happening, whether it's in the documentary or the film, or you speak to Stacy directly, and I really just don't understand. It's like Laurel Hester spent her entire career protecting the citizens of New Jersey, and she was domestic partners with Stacy Andre, and then when she was dying and asking for her, you know, her rights, you know, and for her pension to go to Stacy, and to have people look at you and say no, and they are saying no because you are in a same-sex relationship, it's hard to wrap your head around that. And one thing I do love about the film is, what in any other movie in a love story would be the most, like, beautiful climactic moment when they walk in to get their, you know, domestic partnership? It's like, oh my God, yeah, this is complicated, and people don't have to do this when they get married. And I think it is special to try and convey what it means to feel like when your love is devalued, and how that then makes you feel like you are less valued and you are less than. And that is the emotional impact of that form of discrimination. And then I hope the film also conveys just the logistical and practical impacts of discrimination. It really, really, really affects people's lives. And I hope that that comes across in the film.
Ellen Page, she co-stars along with Julianne Moore in the new film, Freeheld. Ellen talked to us from her studios in New York. Thank you so much for making the time. It was great to have you.
Oh, please. Thank you for having me.